Iran's defense minister says that Russia is set to supply the country with four batteries of the advanced S-300 air defense missile system. Brigadier Hossein Dehghan said the missiles would be modernized before shipment to Iran. Dehghan says Iranian and Russian authorities are scheduled to sign a contract next week. Bahraini security forces have fired tear gas to disperse anti-government protesters in Ma'amir who were demanding the release of all political prisoners. Elsewhere on Sitra Island, people took to the streets in solidarity with the detainees being held in Al Khalifa prisons and asked for their freedom. The Syrian Foreign Ministry is angered by the United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura for criticizing the government's bombardments of a militant-held town. The ministry says that de Mistura makes statements that lack objectivity. It says the UN envoy relies on what's promoted in circles known for their hostility to Syria. Hundreds of rabbis in the U.S. have signed a letter asking Congress to support the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1. The rabbis also warned about the consequences of rejecting the agreement. Washington and the Jewish community, Congress is to vote on Iran's nuclear conclusion in late September. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency has requested a meeting of the Board of Governors on August the 25th to discuss the UN Security Council resolution on Iran's nuclear conclusion. During the meeting, IAEA Chief Yukiya Amano will present a report on the implementation of nuclear monitoring and verification in Iran. A computer breach at the U.S. tax collecting agency is said to be much bigger than officials had initially disclosed. The Internal Revenue Service says a review showed an additional 220,000 taxpayers had their information stolen from its website. This has brought the number of those affected to 334,000. The Israeli army has appointed a new military advocate general to deal with what it calls external and internal challenges. Minister of Military Affairs Moshe Yaalon has appointed Sharon Afek to the post. Afek will take over from the current chief attorney, Danny Efroni.